Good evening, beautiful listeners. This is your girl, Michaela Preston. This is, you have tuned in to that part of the evening where it's real talk with your girl, Miss K. And you know, we talk about real things over here. We have Liam with us this week, and he's from the Gen Z era. Guys, you know, them young people out there, we need to connect and we need to be able to relate to what you guys are struggling with, you know. So if you are struggling with anything in life and that we haven't touched on, hit us up, text us, call us, and we will definitely discuss this topic again. So today's topic is the spirit of mammon. Now, when I've heard this, Liam, I was so confused because, like, I was like, what is mammon? Like, is that drought in my life? And my mom kind of explained it to me. And then I was like, I didn't know that that was that, you know. So mammon is actually the money, the spirit of money, the craving for finances, the craving of, basically you worship your finances, you worship money. And I never understood that because at a time, my life was revolving around finances. Yeah. I wanted to live the bougie life, the best life, you know. You owe nobody money. You're living yacht life. You're living G-Wagon type of life. It's good. Everything is good and well. And in that process, your life is revolving around money. What finances are coming in? What finances are going out? How can you make more money? How can you continue this lifestyle? How can you? So you're basically chasing the spirit of mammon. And you're serving that spirit. And I didn't know that that's what I was doing. I didn't know that money was the center of my life. And until one night, my mom prayed over me. And she cut off the spirit of mammon, the door that I have opened. Now, understand that you can open this door through relationships as well. If your partner is chasing money, focused on finances, and money is how they get by, you know, and that's how I opened the door. I opened the door through relationships where money was the focus in life. If they didn't have money, they don't go out, they don't party, they don't talk to anybody. They actually lock themselves in the house and they work till they are. Like, they don't even sleep. They work till day and night, day and night, day and night to get that money in order to live the lifestyle they live. And now I'm not saying that being hardworking is a bad thing. I'm just saying at that point you are serving the spirit of mammon. Yep. You are praying to mammon. You are worshiping mammon because your life is revolving around chasing money to live a lifestyle that you're going to have to continuously maintain. And the thing is, if you serve God and you chase God, you know, you don't have to maintain that lifestyle. That lifestyle is maintained for you. And myself and Liam, we are witnesses to that because the way he's mentioned in the previous segment that, you know, our parents, they've never, ever, knowing them, chased money. I can actually stand and say that. But today, both my parents have two vehicles, have a big house, you know, live in a really nice area. And they've maintained it really well for people that don't chase money. Both my parents don't work. And they are pastors. And if I say that, you're like, oh, but the pastors are living good lives anyway.
Yeah.
I can tell you my parents do not take off the tithes and offerings. They don't use the tithes and offerings. The tithes and offerings doesn't cover anything practically. They actually use their own money to maintain the church because we chose to have church in a poverty-stricken area. And so we've just trusted that God is going to provide. And the fact that no matter what, God has still maintained us. God has still provided for us. And, you know, if we made this money through chasing mammon, I can tell you now, when the money is up, I don't know what we would have been doing. We would have lost everything because that's what happens when you chase the spirit of mammon and not God.
True. Even I've seen people, so I work in a call center at this moment. Still trusting God for the
promotion.
But yeah, I work in a call center and I see how these people is working so hard, You know, they're working overtime. They come on their off days to work overtime. And the thing is, they get a lot of money, you know. Sometimes they get paid very, very well. I know of agents that has already made over 30K, 40K for doing that. But then when you look at them, they're not eating well.
Mm.
They can't sleep properly anymore. They are depressed. All they do is work, work, work. They don't go out, nothing. They can't enjoy life because they're chasing money.
Mm.
And then when the money comes through,
they can't even spend it.
They can't even spend it. And then on top of that, when they do spend it, they spend it in that 1 week.
Yeah, it goes
the
so fast.
Same week they get paid. And I'm thinking like,
yeah, you worked all those nights.
for me, you know, for what I have at the moment, it's more than enough for me.
Mm.
And I don't have to work hard. You know, every morning when I wake up, I say, God, bless the work of my hands. God, you make it rich that and add no sorrow. Mm. God, you are for me and not against me. So even in my work, you know, I don't have to prove myself or work myself so hard because I know already that God has my back. Mm. Not to say that I must be lazy, not to say that I mustn't be diligent and consistent in my workplace, but also in the place that I don't have to work two times, three times hard because I know that my God provides, you know. So any of the listeners that you know, I just want to encourage you. You really don't have to work so, so hard. If you are so tired and you don't feel like yourself anymore, take a break. Relax. Sometimes you have to fill yourself with the peace of God that surpasses all understanding.
Mm.
Sometimes you need to put your, not sometimes, all the time you have to put your trust in God. You say, God, to be honest with you, I really do not know how I'm going to make it, but I'll put my faith and my trust in you that you will carry me through. And I have seen that in the church. I've seen that in our personal life, and I've even seen it in people's lives that comes to the Church of God, that they are always blessed, even though it's a challenge, but the main thing is that they're pressing and they're pushing through, and that is what I love.
True, true. You're so true, Liam. You know, I've also been in that position where, guys, I've worked myself to the bone. And I feel like sometimes I am in that position right now, but mine is a different situation. I'm trying to just manage a new business I've started, you know, so it's a bit different. But I've been in that position where you work yourself to the bone. You every night, every day to make an extra buck or two. And I promise you, do you know how fast that money goes? Oh, my word. And the thing is if you're chasing mammon, the spirit of mammon, which is, like I said before, finances, the devil sees the door you've opened and he now has legal right in that door, you know? And so here you make 5,000 overtime, okay? And you're thinking, I'm gonna get paid 10,000 now instead of 5,000 for the month. I'm gonna get 10,000 because I worked overtime.
Yeah.
Okay. I can tell you right now, you managed on 5,000. That 10,000 will not be enough. You will be like, yo, I'm also just getting by with the 10,000. I can't understand. And the thing is, like I said, it's the door you've opened. So here you get this 10,000 and all of a sudden something that you unexpected, your car breaks down. And from that 10,000, the 3,000 goes.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, it's fine. It's three. I got paid extra. All of a sudden, there's a leakage in the house and that's an extra two or 300 rand. And then something else breaks and that's 500 rand. And when you look again and you're like, yo, but I can't understand. I made 10,000 this month. And normally 5,000 holds me out, but 10,000 I should have left over for savings.
Yeah.
There is no savings because all of these things starts to happen around you. And that is because you chase the spirit of mammon.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
And the thing is, right, when at the end of the day, you know, mammon can also relate to the spirit of poverty. It can also relate to the spirit of where your health is starting to be affected, your wealth is starting to be affected, and then when those categories affect your life, then it starts to affect others as well. True. Maybe you have a family, but now your children is struggling for some apparent reason. You know, this and that is happening, but what door did you open in your life? With that 10,000 rand, were you diligent with it? Did you give? Did you give? Did you give your whole tithe? Did you open unnecessary credit accounts because you wanted to feel good, you wanted to dress good, but now you're struggling to pay it off? So it doesn't matter how much money you make. The thing is, when God blesses the work of your hands and He calls it good, then definitely the money, your salary, everything will be good as well. Your house will be good. Your cars will be good. Your roof will be good. Your clothes will be good. You know, I know so many rich people, but they are so in debt. I know of everyone who has gained the whole world, but lost their souls.
Everything, yeah.
So it doesn't, you know, you see famous actors in Hollywood. I mean, there was this one comedian, I can't get to his name. He was earning so much money, millions of dollars. And, you know, he was milking it in the industry. But he committed suicide. Why? There was no fulfillment in his life. Only Jesus can bring forth that fulfillment. Only Jesus can satisfy you. You know what? I sometimes shopped for shoes every month. Where's the shoes now? It's gone. Because I was so on how I looked, how I presented myself. But now, with the little that I have, I still feel good. I look good. I'm healthy. I'm well. I'm blessed. I'm strong. I'm fit. Why? Because God blesses me and He blesses me well.
And that's the thing, Liam, you know, it does, like you were right, you're so absolutely right, that it affects everything. It affects your health tremendously, you know, trying to work so hard for money. And I know you're thinking there, if you are Gen Z listening, like, ugh, only poor people say these things, you know, why must I even listen to what they're saying? I need to chase money, I'm going to be wealthy, I'm going to be rich. Yes, you will be wealthy, you'll be rich. And yes, you don't have to listen to what we are saying. We've made quite a bit of money generally, and we've lost quite a bit of money generally. But you still don't have to listen to us. Bottom line, all you have to take from what we said today is that I promise you, if you make God the center of your life, the center of your finances, you shut those doors and you focus and you allow God to bless you. You allow the finance to come from Him. You pay your tithes and offerings. You trust Him in the process. The finances that you will get, that will be long lasting. That will be successful finances that will bless you and bless others. You know, we want you to be successful, but success in a healthy form, not where you are serving the God of Mammon. We want you to serve God with all your heart, with all your might. And the best way to do that is with your finances. The best way, and I'm not saying go now, throw all your money in the church and whatever. No, if you feel like God has told you, your tithes and offering.
He's directing you.
Yeah, He's directing you on where your tithes and offering should go. And that could be, maybe He told you, my child, rather just buy a parcel and give it to this person.
Yeah.
Or you know, bless that guy with an extra 200.
Yeah.
And I promise you, it will look so weird to you because maybe God asks you to bless someone that you think has so much more money than you. But He knows why He's doing that. He knows why He's telling you, because there is a reason behind God's crazy way of life. You know, we can't see the outer picture, the bigger picture. We can only see what's in front of us. And He knows what is going on in that person's life. Hence why He asked you to make the blessing. He asked you to bless that person. So trust God. Listen to what God wants of you. You know, and through serving God with your finances and everything in life, that is where success comes. You know, that is the blessing of God. He steps in and he blesses you abundantly when he sees you have been diligent in the way he's entrusted you with what you have. You know, be the ruler over, how do they say? Ruler over little. God will make you ruler over much.
Yeah, that's true.
So be faithful in the little, because God will make you ruler over much. So I want to say this. Okay, Liam wants to give a scripture just before we close off.
Yeah, because, you know, in conclusion to what we are saying is that we're not saying that being poor is good. We're not saying that, you know, that you must struggle. God blesses you and he blesses you well. And I just want to leave you with this scripture, you know, this evening. And in Proverbs 3, verse 5, it says, 5 to 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make you path straight."
Amen, Liam. That is a perfect ending. So we want to say, stay blessed, be blessed. This is Real Talk with your girl, Miss K, and we hope you have a blessed evening.